نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. علماء الكرام, most respected elders and brothers, our mothers and sisters who may be listening over receivers. In this session, we are discussing the qualities of the heart as well as trying to highlight the importance of good akhlaq and good character. As far as our character is concerned, we have to realize that people out there, especially the disbelievers, they are not going to judge us based on how much of tilawat of Quran Sharif we read, based on whether we performed our salah in the first saf, based on what type of clothing we're wearing. But we are going to be judged based on our actions and based on our character and based on our dealings and our akhlaq. So this is the measurement, this is what they look at. And it is inevitably a reflection of Islam, a reflection of a Muslim. Today, unfortunately, it is very sad that when a person accepts Islam, and I will quote our late Mawlana Yunus Patel Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, that one Christian accepted Islam. So Maulana told him, brother, if you want to understand Islam, you should read the books. Read the books. Don't look at the Muslims. Don't look at the Muslims. Look at the books, look at the kitabs. That what you're finding in the kitabs, that is what Islam is. But don't look at the Muslim people. Unfortunately, it is the same today, if not worse. That the last thing you should look at is Muslims, because when it comes to every field of corruption, then sometimes you'll find a Muslim, or you should find a Muslim name there, if not the Muslim name being on the top 10 of the list perhaps. So unfortunately, this is a sad state of affairs. But then Maulana also elaborated to him that just like in the Christian religion, you'll find that the people of Christianity, many of them didn't practice on their book, unfortunately. So you look at the scriptures and you, whatever you find that is there, you go by that. Although we do believe that the Torah and those scriptures have been interpolated. But it is a real sad state of affairs today that we have to say that don't look at Muslims. Unfortunately, Muslims are not a true projection of Islam. But how long are we going to continue saying these kind of things? Is it not time that now we start making an effort to bring some of those beautiful characters, those beautiful traits of Islam into our lives, into our homes, into our businesses? And this is what the Mubarak month of Ramadan is all about. It is about improving ourselves, our character, our spiritual self. So therefore, akhlaq is an extremely crucial part of our deen. But nevertheless, we were discussing the qualities of the heart, and yesterday we spoke about the first quality of the heart, and that was the quality of ikhlas and the quality of sincerity. And as we had mentioned, that to make an effort on the heart and to develop these qualities is not something that happens overnight. You know, it requires a lot of sacrifices and lots of effort. And sometimes it takes years of effort and years of sacrifices. As we had mentioned, to change your external self, it is a very easy thing to do. For a person, he goes to one of the Islamic shops, they'll have a sale on kurtas, turbans too. And nowadays you can get the turban already tied ready. So you just put that turban on, and the person, mashallah, he looks like Bayezid Bustami, he looks like Junaid Baghdadi, alhamdulillah. But does it really mean he's Junaid Baghdadi? Does he have the qualities of Junaid Baghdadi? That requires years and years of consistent effort. So to develop this ikhlas, it is something that we have to continuously make an effort towards. Keep on checking our intentions. Keep on making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Keep on reminding ourselves that, as we had mentioned yesterday, do for Allah's pleasure. Allah will give you from His treasure. Today, inshallah, we want to move on to the next quality of the heart. And there are so many qualities. Whatever Allah ta'ala gives us tawfiq to cover, inshallah, we will cover it. But more important than covering the topics is implementing it into our lives. The second quality, and we're not mentioning it any in any order of priority, but rather whatever we felt may be the need of the time at the moment, and this is the quality of love. This quality of love, it is such an important quality, and it is the fi'l of the heart, it is the quality of the heart. We find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself declares love in many places of the Quran Sharif. One of the sifat of Allah ta'ala is al-wadud. Allah is al-wadud, the most loving. So Allah ta'ala himself is a being that radiates love. Hence we are also taught to takhallaqu bi akhlaqillah, that implement the qualities of Allah in your life. That we too should become individuals of love. To this end, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, al-mu'minu ma'lafun, wala khayra fi man la ya'lafu wala yu'laf. That the believer is mahabbat ki jagah hai, is a place of love. The believer is a place of love, wala khayra. And there is no goodness, fi man la ya'laf wala yu'laf, in that individual who does not love others, and neither is he loved. If we look at the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who can be a better example than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَضَّاً غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ لَنْ فَضُّوا مِنْ حَوْلِكَ. Before that, فَبِمَا رَحْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ لِنْتَ لَهُمْ. That out of the rahmah of Allah, O Nabi of Allah, you were soft and gentle towards the Sahaba ikram. Had you been harsh and hard-hearted, لَنْ فَضُّوا مِنْ حَوْلِكَ, the Sahaba would have dispersed from you. They would have moved away from you. And who were those Sahaba ikram? Those Sahaba ikram, prior to the advent of Islam, were so hard and so harsh that they, even today, in today's times, we cannot understand it, but they would take their daughters and they would bury their daughters alive. From this we can understand what kind of harshness and hardness was in their heart. But yet when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came, the Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam was a being who radiated love. It is said that when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the first verses of wahi were revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he came to Hazrat Khadijatul Kubra radiyallahu anha. He said, I'm going to be destroyed. I'm going to be destroyed. What was her response? Kalla wallahi. She said, never, by the qasam of Allah, you will never be destroyed. You are that individual who works to support the orphans. You are that individual who sees to the widows. You are that individual who works to bring happiness to others. Just giving the gist of that. So Nabi Kareem Sassam was that being who radiated love. He gave love to everyone who came to him. To such an extent, there's so many incidents of this nature, that when the Sahaba Ikram accepted Islam, the famous Sahabiya Hazrat Hind radiallahu anha, the wife of Abu Sufyan, who had shewed the liver of Hazrat Hamza radiallahu anha. Imagine, out of revenge for the death of her father in the battle of Badr, she instructed Wahshi, and she had placed his freedom based on the fact that he would assassinate Hazrat Hamza radiallahu anha, which he did. And once that took place, she mutilated the body and she chewed the liver of Hazrat Hamza radiallahu anhu. But later, when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam conquered Makkatul Mukarrama, and quietly somehow or the other she managed to secure her forgiveness and she accepted Islam, but she made one statement. She said, O Nabi of Allah, there was no tent that was more detested and more hated to me than your tent. And now there is no tent that is more beloved to me than your tent. This is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was a being who radiated love. And there is one incident of Hazrat Bilal radiallahu anhu. Hazrat Bilal radiallahu anhu, we know, was a Abyssinian slave. He had gone through a very, very tough and a very harsh and hard life. Very hard life. And coming to Arabia, there too, slavery. And we know the incident of how he was tortured. And then finally, Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu purchased his freedom. And it is mentioned that not only did he have to purchase his freedom, but he did an exchange, that he had a white Roman slave. So he did the exchange with a white Roman slave and he had to pay an exorbitant fee. And thereafter he presented Wahshi, Bilal radiallahu anhu, in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he said, Ya Rasulullah, I have sold my white slave with a black heart in exchange for a black slave with a white heart. Subhanallah. So look at this. But nevertheless, Hazrat Bilal radiallahu anhu became very close to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He would call out the adhan. He would wake up Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the morning for the Fajr Salah, etc. And that period of time, he became very close and closely attached to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he was also in charge of paying the debts on behalf of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, taking debts, etc., taking loans, etc., from the Jews. And sometimes he would go through challenges because of that, and then he would pay them back, etc. And when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away, you know that was absolute chaos in Madinatul Munawwara. Absolute chaos. You know, I still recall the day when Yunus Patel sahab rahmatullahi alayhi passed away and we received the news. All of us were absolutely devastated. We didn't know what was happening. We just couldn't believe it. Now can we imagine, and the mind just ran, that can we imagine what the Sahaba Ikram went through when they received news that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In fact, that Sahabi, Umar radiallahu anhu, was such a courageous Sahabi. He was such a courageous Sahabi that when he accepted Islam, then he said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that is this deen of Islam not the true religion? Aren't we on haqq? فَفِيمَ الْإِخْتِفَى. So then why are we worshipping Allah in secrecy? We must go to the Haram Sharif and we need to perform our salah in the Haram Sharif. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, along with the Sahaba Ikram, they then walked towards Haram Sharif for the first time. And then Umar radiallahu anhu said, whoever wishes that his, you know, wife should be a widow and his children should be an orphan, then let him come forward. But we are performing our salah here. And nobody could come close to Umar radiallahu anhu. He was that Sahabi, whenever anyone showed disrespect to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would seek the permission of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to separate that person's head from his body. That was Umar radiallahu anhu. But when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away, even Umar radiallahu anhu went into an absolute state of anarchy and chaos. He said, no, the Nabi of Allah has not passed away. He has just gone on a mi'raj. And whoever says he has passed away, I will kill him. And then it was Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu who calmed the situation down. That's the long story. But nevertheless, the time of salah had come. And now they are all searching for Hazrat Bilal radiallahu anhu. That where is the muaddin of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Where is the first muaddin of Islam? They cannot find him. Eventually the Sahaba Ikram come to Abu Bakr Siddiq. They say, oh, Amirul Mu'mineen, he is sitting in one street corner. He has got his face covered and he's not responding to anyone. We are trying to call him. He's not responding to anyone. No one. Perhaps you're the only one he may respond to because you have a very special relationship with him. Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu had a very special relationship with Hazrat Bilal radiallahu anhu, being the one who purchased his freedom. Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu then goes to Hazrat Bilal radiallahu anhu and then he makes salam to him. And then he receives a response. He said, to this effect, he said that, you know, I am such a hard person. My heart is so hard. I've been through hardships upon hardships upon hardships. And I've never ever cried. I've been beaten up, but I've never cried. I've gone through hardships in Madinatul Munawwara, I've never cried. But today, upon the departure of my Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I cannot stop crying. I cannot stop crying. So we can imagine the kind of love that radiated from the being of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this, respected elders and brothers, is the missing ingredient in our community today. Today we find that we, within our own little circles, how much of love are we radiating within our families? How much of love are we giving to our children? We find that a child is attracted to someone who is loving, someone who is caring. Now the person is harsh and hard. Or the person is indifferent, is not even concerned about his children. Where is the love? The person is not even, doesn't even have that true love for the wife. The wife no longer has true love for the husband. The children don't no longer have true love for the parents. The parents don't no longer have true love for their children. So it starts off from this, within our little circles, that we need to become a place of mahabba, a place of love. There are so many incidents of this nature. It is mentioned of Khaja Mu'inuddin Chisti rahmatullahi alayhi. He was a great wali of Allah. He travelled from the bottom of India to the top of India by train. And it is mentioned in that one safar of his, over 900,000 Hindus accepted Islam. His habit was this, that whenever he came to a village, he would invite, Allah blessed him with wealth, he would invite all the people of that village to a meal. He went to one particular village, it is mentioned, he went to one particular village, and there he invited everyone. He would go to the leader. He said, I would like to feed your people. He invited all of them to a meal. He said, make sure that every single person is invited. So they invited everyone for the meal. And when the people were sitting and eating, he asked the person in charge, that, are you sure you called everyone? He says, yes, I called everyone. There's one person that's not here. He said, who's that one person? He said, no, you see, that person, he carries the buckets for the toilets. You know, those days they had the bucket system. So he would go, he would carry the bucket, he would empty it. So he was looked down upon in the community. And because he was always handling the filth, his clothing would sometimes not be, you know, he wouldn't be smelling too good. So he, on his own, I called him. I said, you know, this sheikh that is coming, he says, everyone must come, so you must also come. He said, no, I can't come there. You know, it's not right for me. I'll be causing inconvenience to everyone, so I won't come. So he says, no, you bring him now and bring him to me right now. So now he brought this person, he very reluctantly, feeling very bad, he just washed himself, tried to wash himself as much as he could. And he came and he tried to sit in one corner. And Khaja Sahib called him and he said, come right, sit right in front of me. Now he's feeling even more uncomfortable, sitting right in front of the Sheikh. And now he's feeling hard to eat. Khaja Sahib then took the food and he took it in his own hand. And he placed it in the mouth of this person. This person says, I don't know whether the food went down first or whether Islam went down first. Subhanallah. Our late Muayyanus Patel Sahib Rahmatullahi was a typical example of an individual who was Sarapa Mahabbat. He was a person who radiated so much of Mahabbat and love. And this is what attracted people towards him. This is why people cried when Hazrat passed away, cried like you couldn't believe it. Even non-Muslims too felt the pain when Hazrat passed away. I give you one or two examples to make you understand the kind of love that he had for people. There was a friend of ours that studied with us in madrasa. He studied for 6 years. He was from one of the foreign countries. And unfortunately, he didn't have that much wealth. So for the entire 6 years, he didn't go home. Now, we were fortunate when we were studying every weekend or every second weekend, we were going home. Nowadays, mashallah, the students even stay at home and study. Allah is making it easy. The times change. But nevertheless, he didn't go home for that entire 6 years. And I remember very clearly that whenever he could afford it and he would phone his mother, then he would come back in the room and he would be tearing. He says, my mother is crying on the phone. I can't even control myself here. She's crying, but I don't know how you look, how you keeping. I haven't seen you. So when he qualified, alhamdulillah, we sat for i'tikaf in the company of Hazrat Muayyanus Sahib rahmatullah ali. So I mentioned to Maulana quietly, I said, Maulana, you know, this student for 6 years, alhamdulillah, he's qualified for 6 years, he hasn't seen his mother. So Hazrat rahmatullah ali was very, very surprised. For 6 years, he hasn't seen his mother. Shortly thereafter, Hazrat rahmatullah ali called him in the office. He comes back into the i'tikaf tent crying. He is crying, he's ecstatic. He says, Maulana, you will not believe it. Say, what happened? He says that Maulana called me. He asked me, is it true you haven't seen your mother for 6 years? He said, okay, wait. Sent him out, called him back in. He said, all right, I just want to tell you, I booked your ticket. Your ticket is booked. You're going to go see your mother. I want you to phone your mother now and tell her that you are coming and tell her to make dua. He says, mother was crying on the phone. And what dua she gave Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali. This is an example of muhabbat and love for the next person. Once Hazrat Muayyanus Sahib Rahmatullah Ali was traveling, Madinatul Munawwara, he was going by a taxi. At those days, the fee was roughly around about 400 riyals. Now it's different. At those days, and that 400 riyals too, you had to multiply it by 3, so it was working out to about 1,200 rand roughly. So Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali was in that taxi, the person who was driving. So he was driving quite fast. And whilst he was driving, there was another car in front of him who happened to be a friend of his as well. It so happened they both got a speeding fine, they got pulled over. So the person in front, he got fined 400 riyals. He himself got fined 400 riyals. And they carried on. Now in the taxi, as Muayyanus Sahib Rahmatullah is saying, that I can hear this person speaking to his friend that, you know what, make sabar. You know, Allah Ta'ala is testing us. What are we going to do now? These things happen. Yeah, what are you going to do? Because, I mean, the entire trip now is gone. That 400 riyals you're going to get is gone, finished. So anyway, Hazrat Rahmatullahi got speaking to him. He introduced himself to being a person who lived in Madinatul Munawwara. He was from the family of some Sahaba, etc. So Hazrat Rahmatullahi said, I thought to myself that this person is a person of Madina Sharif. He's a person of Madina Sharif. So when they reached Madinatul Munawwara, Hazrat Muayyin Sahib Rahmatullahi, he took out the 400 riyals. He said, this is the payment for the fare. And then Hazrat Muayyin Sahib Rahmatullahi took out another 400 riyals. He said, this is for that ticket. And then he took out another 400 riyals. He said, this, go and give it to your friend. This is for his ticket. So look at that. The person, the kind of du'as he gave to Hazrat Muayyin Sahib Rahmatullahi. So this is the lesson that we learn as believers, that to be a place of mahabba and a place of love. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves those who love each other for His pleasure. In one hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, أَيْنَ الْمُتَحَابِّينَ بِجَلَالِي الْيَوْمَ أُذِلُّهُمْ فِي ظِلِّي يَوْمَ لَا ظِلَّ إِلَّا ظِلِّي. To this effect, O kama qala alayhi salatu wa salam, Allah ta'ala says, where are those individuals who loved one another for my pleasure? This example where Khaja sahab loved someone for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Where Hazrat Muayyin sahab rahmatullahi loved someone for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala will say, where are those individuals who loved one another for my pleasure? Today I'm going to give them shade under my arsh, when today there is no shade except the shade under my arsh. In another hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, man aada maridan aw zara akhallahu fillah nadahu munadin bi antibta وَطَابَ مَمْشَاكَ وَتَبَوَّأْتَ مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ مَنْزِلًا وَكَمَا قَالَ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever will visit his sick brother, will visit his sick brother. Now imagine a person who is sick. That person, he is, you know, مُنْكَسِرَةِ الْقُلُوبِ. His heart is shattered. He's feeling down. He's feeling, you know, helpless. Now by you going to visit him, you are giving him some kind of love. You are giving him some kind of motivation. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the person who goes to visit his sick brother, or just visits his brother, or zara akhallahu fillah, or goes to visit one of his brothers for the pleasure of Allah ta'ala, brother in Islam, he goes to visit him for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nadahu munadin, an angel calls out, you have done a wonderful deed, your walking has become wonderful, and Allah has built for you a palace in Jannah. Subhanallah. These are simple little things. We find today that, you know, and it's a simple little solution. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in one hadith sharif, that أَوَلَا أَدُلُّكُمْ عَلَى شَيْءٍ إِذَا فَعَلْتُمُهُ تَحَبَبْتُمْ. Shall I not teach you something that if you do it, it will create mutual love between one another? أَفْشُ السَّلَامَ بَيْنَكُمْ. Make salam, spread salam amongst you. Spread it out. Make salam to the person you know, the person you don't know. عَلَى مَنْ عَرَفْتَ وَمَنْ لَمْ يَعْرِفْ. Whether you recognize the person or you don't recognize the person. And when we make salam also, بِوَجْهٍ طَلْقِ. Make salam to a person with a cheerful countenance. You find some people, they feel that it is a sign of great piety that when you make salam to them, they keep a very, very serious face, because they are, mashallah, they are in a different level. You know, they are by the arsh of Allah Ta'ala, they are seeing Jahannam on one side, they are seeing Malakul Maut, they can't smile at all. Allahu Akbar. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a person who was smiling. He gave off smiles. He would laugh with the Sahaba-i-Kiram. There are riwayat where the Sahaba-i-Kiram were laughing to such an extent that they were falling on each other. And sometimes we need a little humor in our lives. Too much of seriousness can actually have an effect on one's mental well-being. There is one great arif, and you must have heard his name so many times, as a Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahman. We all heard his name. People say they're Khalifa of Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib. So we can tell you something about Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib, that for a very long time he would have a majlis. It would be a light-hearted majlis. It would be a majlis just full of jokes and laughter. People would crack jokes in that majlis. To such an extent, I remember in the early days when Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib came to Lanesia, and we originally from Lanesia, we from the very same extension that Mufti Hussain Bayat Sahib Rahmatullahi lived, a few streets away. When Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib came in the early days, and I remember very clearly, I was schooling with Mufti Hussain Bayat Sahib's sons. We would go in and out of the house, there was no one, nobody. There would be a majlis with Mufti Hussain Bayat and Mir Sahib, and that is it. They would have a majlis, three of them, and finish. Then after Allah Ta'ala gave some maqbooliyat, then suddenly we saw the same person who we would go and make salam to, and Now suddenly the whole masjid is packed. People are coming from this town and that town. And Allah Ta'ala overnight gave such maqbooliyat. But initially no one knew him. No one knew him. But he would have a majlis where there would be laughter. And in the early days when he started his programs, many ulama raised objections. That what kind of a sheikh is this cracking jokes in the masjid? The masjid is not a place for jokes. It must be serious. So Hazrat used to say that too much of seriousness is bad for the health also. So there was one person that came to Shakim Akhtar Sahib, was suffering from depression. He was suffering from acute depression. He was on medication, tablets, etc. So Hazrat said that let him come for that majlis of light-hearted majlis. They actually used to call it the anti-depression majlis. The anti-depression majlis. So the first night the jokes were being cracked, he said, I heard this from Mazhar Sahib himself. He said the first night that the majlis took place, the people were all laughing. This person is just looking. Just looking this side, that side. No smile, nothing. The second day, people are laughing on each other, falling. Now he's smiling a little. He said after the third, fourth day, this person too was laughing with everyone else. And mashallah, all the tablets, everything, he gave it up. He didn't even need to take tablets any longer. So sometimes we need this light-hearted moments. And nevertheless, this is the thing that just to put happiness into the next person. Once on this aspect of lightheartedness, once Khaja Aziz Hassan Majzoob rahmatullah, later we will recite from his couplets of poetry. He was one of the senior khulafa of Hazrat Maulana Shafi Sahib Thanvi rahmatullah Ali. So Mufti Shafi Sahib says that we went for a little vacation with him. Shu ulama, they went to the Himalayan mountains. So it was a vacation. A person also needs some break. So nevertheless, they went for the vacation. And whilst they were there, Khaja Sahib was cracking jokes. Whilst they were in the midst of the jokes, suddenly Khaja Sahib said, now who of you, in the midst of this laughter, was thinking about Allah Ta'ala? So all of them, you know, acknowledged that, no, definitely none of us. He said, Alhamdulillah, thumma Alhamdulillah, with the barakat of the sohbat of Ma'a Shafi'i Sahib Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, that even as I was cracking jokes, I was thinking in my mind, ka idkhalu sururi fi qalbi al-mu'mini ibadah, to put happiness in the heart of a believer is an act of ibadah and worship. So I was cracking jokes to put happiness in your hearts to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now look at that. Even the laughter too became ibadah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq. Inshallah we will continue with this tomorrow. Perhaps we will discuss the opposite of love, and that is hatred. How dangerous hatred is. Inshallah if Allah gives life and the opportunity. Subhanallah. Recite Durus Sharif. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala Sayyidina. La ilaha illallah, 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 la ilaha illallah. لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم نفس شیطانوں نے مل کر رہائی کیا ہے مجھ کو تابا نفس شیطانوں نے مل کر رہائی کیا ہے مجھ کو تابا اے میرے مولا meri madad kar chahta hu main teri pana اے میرے مولا میری مدد کرنا چاہتا ہوں میں تیری پناہ.
For those who don't understand, Khaja Sahib mentions that, oh Allah, these two enemies of nafs and shaitan, they have ganged up against me, they want to destroy me, they want to drag me down the gutters of shame and humiliation. Oh my Allah, you save me against these enemies of nafs and shaitan. And then he further says, ke mujsa khalq mein koi nahi, that Allah, from your entire creation, there is no one as weak and as despicable as myself. But just as I am so weak and despicable, ya Allah, you are most forgiving, therefore forgive all my sins.
Mujsa khalq mein koi nahi, go bad kirdar na masiya. مجھ سا خلق میں کوئی نہیں گو بد کردار نہ مسیح تو بھی مگر غفار ہے یا رب بخش دے میرے سارے گناہ تو بھی مگر غفار ہے یا رب بخش دے میرے سارے گناہ اب تو رہے بستاد میں آخر ورد زبائے میرے الہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد الرسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه الله 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 Allah 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 La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا أحد الصمد الذي لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد اللهم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم جزى الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما وأهله أو كريم الله رحيم الله most forgiving, most loving, most caring Allah. Ya Allah, we are raising our begging bowls before you tonight, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, it is a Mubarak night, Ya Allah. It is one of the odd nights of the month of Ramadan, Ya Allah. We do not know, Ya Allah, it could be the night of Qadr, Ya Allah. It could be the night of power, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we are raising our begging bowls before you, Ya Allah. Ham nadim hai, ham sharminda hai. Ya Allah, we are regretful and remorseful, Ya Allah. We are not justifying any sin that we may have committed, Ya Allah. Allahumma innaka afoon. Oh Allah, you love to forgive, Ya Allah. You forgive in abundance, Ya Allah. Tuhibbul afwa, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, you love to forgive, Ya Allah. Fa'afu anna, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, so forgive us, Ya Allah. Forgive each and every one of us, Ya Allah. Forgive our major sins and our minor sins, Ya Allah. Those sins which you committed knowingly or unknowingly in the light of day or darkness of night, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, you blessed us with bounties upon bounties, Ya Allah. With the bounties of our eyes, our ears, our hands and feet, heart, liver, lungs, all functioning, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we use these bounties for your disobedience on so many occasions, Ya Allah. But oh Allah, you still continue to shower your favors and your bounties upon us, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, you still have granted us the tawfiq, Ya Allah, to come to the masjid, Ya Allah. Had it been any other Allah, you would have kicked us out, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, you would never allowed us to even enter the masjid, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, but you are still allowing us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, this is a sign that you want to forgive us, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we know that it is not difficult for you to forgive us, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, it is not beyond you to forgive us, Oh Allah. Even if our sins are more than the leaves of the trees of this world, more than the grains of sand on earth, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, your ocean of forgiveness is much, much more, Ya Allah. One simple drop from your ocean of forgiveness is sufficient to wipe away the sins of the entire mankind, Ya Allah. Forgive the entire Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Oh Allah, forgive our parents, Ya Allah. Forgive our children, our spouses, Ya Allah. Forgive our brothers and sisters, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we have heard of the wonderful qualities of the heart, Ya Allah. Of being a place of mahabbah and love, Ya Allah. You are a being that radiates love, Ya Allah. Your rahmah overpowers your anger, Ya Allah. You love those who repent, Ya Allah. You have said, Inna Allah yuhibbu at-tawwabin. Oh Allah, you love those who repent, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, here we are repenting before you, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, make us your mahbub, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, fill our hearts with your love, Ya Allah. Make us yours and become ours, Ya Allah. Koi mujhse pooche, main kya mangta hu? Main apne khuda se khuda mangta hu. Woh ho jaye mera, main ho jaau uska. Yahi raat din main dua mangta hu. Oh Allah, if someone has to ask that what are you crying for? You musallis, what are you crying about, Ya Allah? We will say that we are crying because we want Allah in our lives, Ya Allah. We want you to become ours, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, oh Allah, fill our hearts with your mahabbah, Ya Allah. Fill our hearts with the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, that Nabi who loved us more than any parent will love the child, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we have learned from the Mubarak Hadith, Ya Allah, that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loved his ummah so dearly, Ya Allah. That Nabi spent an entire night in sajda crying, in tu'adhibhum fa innahum ibaduk. Oh Allah, if you punish my ummah, you have every right to punish them. But oh Allah, if you forgive them, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, you are Aziz, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, how he loved his ummah, Ya Allah. He cried and cried for the sake of his ummah. Oh Allah, he sacrificed his blood for the sake of his ummah, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, with every single Nabi on the day of Qiyamah, when the mother will flee from her children, Ya Allah, when the parents will run away from their children, Ya Allah, brothers will run away from brothers, Ya Allah, every Nabi will say, Ya Rabbi, Nafsi, Nafsi. Oh Allah, every single Nabi will say, Ya Rabbi, Nafsi, Nafsi. But on that day, my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will say, Ya Rabbi, Ummati, Ummati. Oh Allah, how he loved his Ummah, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, he was an embodiment of Mahabbat, Oh Allah. Oh Allah, fill our hearts with the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Fill our hearts with the love for Medina Sharif, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, the lover of Medina Sharif, Ya Allah. When his gaze falls on the green dome, he says, Jab nazar aaye wo sabz gumbad, kehke salli ala joom jaye. That when my gaze falls on that green dome, I go into a state of ecstasy and the tears roll down my cheeks. And I recite durood and salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cried for the sake of his ummah. But today the very ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is ashamed of the ways of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, we have distanced ourselves from the beloved ways and the Mubarak ways of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Oh Allah, grant us the tawfiq to implement the sunnahs and the Mubarak ways and the akhlaq and the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam within our lives, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, purify our hearts, Ya Allah. Habi musaffa, mujalla, muzakka dil ata farma. Give us clean, purified hearts, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, purify our hearts of greed, Ya Allah. Of malice and of pride, Ya Allah. Of hatred, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, fill our hearts with humility, Ya Allah, with love, with ikhlas, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, bless us with ikhlas, kamil, Ya Allah. Why should we do anything besides for your pleasure, Ya Allah? Oh Allah, unite the hearts of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Unite the hearts of parents and children, of brothers and sisters, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, of workers of deen, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, protect, Ya Allah, all the works of deen that are taking place, Ya Allah. Jitne bhi deeni kaam ho raha hai, sab qubool farma. Oh, accept all the works of deen, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, unite the hearts of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, restore Masjid al-Aqsa to the hands of the Muslimin, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, restore the izzah and the dignity of Islam, Ya Allah, and the Muslims throughout the world, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, blow the winds of Hidayat in this country, Ya Allah. Make us a means of Hidayat for others, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, and blow the winds of Hidayat throughout the world, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, all those who are sick and ailing, give them shifa, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, there are so many now who are ill and who are sick, Ya Allah. People, Ya Allah, who are going through great fever and body pains, Ya Allah. Some are in hospital beds, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, all those who are sick and ailing, give them shifa, Ya Allah. We know that sickness is a rahmah, Ya Allah. But oh Allah, change the rahmah of sickness to the rahmah of good health, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, do not test us, Ya Allah. Take us through the road of shukr, Ya Allah. Do not take us through the road of sabr, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we have to leave this world one day, Ya Allah. Ek din marna hai, akhir maut hai, Ya Allah. When the time of death comes, Ya Allah, take us to Madinah Sharif, Ya Allah. At the Rawdah Mubarak of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa as-salatu wa s-salamu alayka, Ya Rasulullah. Cause our souls to depart, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, but if it is not muqaddar there, wherever it may be, Ya Allah, let it be a death of barakat, oh Allah. Do not let the angel of death find us in any sin, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, grant us the tawfiq to fulfill the rights of all those who have rights upon us, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, bless us in our homes, Ya Allah. Give us barakat in our homes, in our businesses, in our wealth, in our time, in every single bounty that you have granted us, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we have raised our begging bowls before you, Ya Allah. There is no one for us besides you, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, if a dog is chased from one butcher, that dog can still go to another butcher, Ya Allah. If a beggar is chased from one home, that beggar can still go to another home. But oh Allah, if you chase us from your door, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, there is no other door for us besides your door, Ya Allah. رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا وَإِنْ لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. Oh Allah, we beseech you, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, all the goodness that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, Ya Allah, bless us with that goodness, Ya Allah. Whatever he sought refuge from, Oh Allah, we seek refuge from that, Ya Allah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. Oh Allah, accept the programs that are taking place, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, make it a means of hidayat, Ya Allah. Make it a turning point in our lives, Ya Allah. How long are we going to continue down this gutters of anxiety and, Ya Allah, restlessness, Ya Allah? Because of the sins in our life is nothing but restlessness, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, bless us with that tranquility which can only be found in your obedience, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, make us of your obedient servants, Ya Allah. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.